Hey, good morning, Russ.
Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Hey, good morning. Can anybody hear me? Let's do this again then. I'll come back out. Go back in. And try again.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Hey, good morning, David. I sound like I hear you. Who's at the controls? David? Barbara? James?
Hi, this is Barbara, but I'm not at the controls today.
Oh, okay, not a problem, not a problem. How's your weekend?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Hey, good morning, Samuel. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Okay.
How about you?
Oh, I'm blessed.
All right, we all are blessed, man. We're still alive.
Tell me about it, since I'm older than all of you guys. Tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. I'm in my fourth quarter. All right, well, today's program is going to be a little bit, I'm going to quick, fast, in a hurry, maybe 30, 35 minutes or something like that. But what I want to do is basically cover everything you already know, except the fact that I want to say today we're facing a crisis situation. The last statistics I have had that I recorded it, I was listening to this yesterday, 47 million people have applied for unemployment insurance in the United States. And it's not getting any better because it seems as if the coronavirus is kind of flaring up in some states. Even in Wuhan, it's coming back again. So there may be another shutdown somewhere in the fall. Anyway, if that be the case, then it's going to be much, much worse in terms of people making some money from home. So I want to address that issue, if I may, and that maybe encourage you and myself, because I've been talking to myself lately, to do a little bit better and to put a little more energy and a little more homework into building your business. And let me do this. Let me just say, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rain International. I'm Russ Johnson. And usually it's Ali Yassin on a Monday, but, you know, he's kind of been under the weather a bit. So last three or four Mondays, I've been kind of sitting in for him. But at any rate, I just want to talk about the essence of building the business called Rain International. And the business happens to be comprised of the black cumin seed, black raspberry, Chardonnay, grape seed. When you talk about soul, then you talk about core, and then you talk about other products. If Barbara were to take 1 minute and to talk about a few of the products, then I can start. Barbara, can you do that for us this morning, briefly?
Yes, sir. I can.
Okay.
We have our flagship product called Soul. And Soul is the product that we use to nourish the body. The body needs to be nourished. And so Soul is what is recommended for us. And then we have the product called, and Soul provides the body with 9 servings of fruits and vegetables, and also 2 to 3 servings of organic seed oils. 8 to 10 servings of organic fruits and vegetables. And then we have a product called Core. Core is our detoxifying product. Mm-hmm. And Core is made up of kale, chlorophyllin, aloe vera, spirulina, wheatgrass, dandelion, chlorella, milk thistle seed, cranberry seed, and the black cumin seed. Core is healthy for the liver, the kidneys, and gastrointestinal. And then we have our product Form. Form is a seed-based protein product. Then we have our product Pure. Pure is a probiotic and prebiotic and helps with the gut. Then we have our product, Bend. Bend is good for joints and ligaments and features a product called curcumin in it. And then we have our skincare line, which is Reverie. And notice the emphasis is on skincare. We don't just put things on top of the skin to mask, but it works from the inside out and helps the skin, revitalizes the skin. And many of us have seen tremendous results by using it. And we have a nootropic called Bright. For anyone who is suffering mentally, this product helps out with a clarity in thinking, and you're to take the Bright after you finish eating. And then our last product is called Soul Red. And Soul Red is probably our anti-aging product. It actually increases cell life by 80%, and it's a wonderful product. And I think that's our product line. Sir, I will turn the call back over to you.
Good. Okay. In 30 seconds, could you tell us about the importance of listening to Dr. Weeks at 3 o'clock this afternoon? The importance of listening to Dr. Weeks. Go ahead.
Sure. For those of us who are RAIN partners, he's giving us a college education. He's giving us the various conditions one might face in the world and how these products can help them, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. And he's giving this of his own accord in terms of he's giving it free of charge. And we are having a 3 p.m. call where he does live Q&A right afterward. And then we also have a replay of the presentation at 8 p.m. each evening, Monday through Friday. So it is a wonderful opportunity to have you learn how to do the business. He's working with individuals, anyone who wants to teach you how to grow your business and to become successful with the business.
Okay. The 3 p.m. call, how do we get there? The 3 p.m. call. How does one?
The 3 p.m. Sure. The 3 p.m. call is on a Zoom link. And all you have to do is go to Zoom. The ID for that Zoom call at 3 p.m. is 958-107-70772. I'll repeat that one more time. 958-107-70772.
Okay.
The 8 p.m. the replay. Do you want the replay or no?
Please.
The 8 p.m. replay ID is 941-897-47239. 941-897-47239.
In the light of the fact that the coronavirus is kind of spiking again all across the world, as of today, 500,000 people have died, 500,000. In the United States, about 125,000. And it looks like that's not going to end. It looks like it's just kind of coming around again. So it's nothing to sneeze at. It's nothing to ignore. And I would say just be cautious. Could you tell us in 30 seconds why it is important for us to take products like Core, Soul, the probiotics, the Form, the Bright, et cetera, et cetera, the Red? Why is it important for the average person to take those products? The person who cares about his or her body.
It's important for the individual who cares about his or her body, because you need to feed your immune system in order to be able to fight off infections and diseases. And these products go right down to the cellular level. They make an impact, as evidenced by the blood analysis examples we have. So if you want to help your body, help yourself, seed nutrition is the way to go. Every other product on the planet comes from the seed. We believe, why not just go right to the source and use the seed, hence seed nutrition.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Now, you you do a program yourself on what? On the same channel, 917-444-5583 on Thursday. Is that right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, all right. Now, thank you. I really appreciate it, Barbara. Right.
You're
now, we want to talk about seed nutrition, not from me, not necessarily from Barbara, but from a person who is an expert in not only being in seed nutrition, but he's an allopathic doctor, you know, a traditional doctor, if you will, but he's a holistic health practitioner, and he's a psychiatrist, and he really focuses on keeping the body well. That's why I wanted to bring up that call this afternoon, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I believe Saturday too, at 3 o'clock, and then a repeat of that call, a replay, if you will, and that's at 8 p.m. that she gave you the numbers. But Dr. Weeks, to talk about him, let me get another person to introduce Dr. Weeks to you and listen to his credentials.
Seed nutrition is the frontier. There's wonderful juices and magic fruits from all over the world, but the seed is where the future of nutrition is. And seed nutrition is the frontier. There's wonderful juices and magic fruits from all over the world, but the seed is where the future of nutrition is. And so we'll talk about that. In my medical practice, also quickly by way of introduction, for the past 25 years, what I've focused on is helping people get off of medications. As a medical doctor, I approve of medications. They save lives, they're fabulous, but as everyone knows, they're often too expensive and they have very serious side effects. So if we can use medications appropriately, which means typically short term, while we're seeking for the problem, the actual underlying problem, which is typically a nutrient imbalance, too much of this or too little of that. Once we correct that nutrient imbalance, happily, the medication becomes redundant. So typically, if you know people who are on medications, it's only because their doctor hasn't focused on how to get them off the medications by replenishing their nutrient deficiencies. And I have to tell you, after working with Soul for the past 6 or 8 months, I'm astonished at how superior Soul is to medications. It's not a medication. It's not a drug. And I want to make sure everyone understands that. But what it does, as you'll see, is Soul helps the body be healthy enough that it rebalances its imbalances, and therefore synthetic patented drugs become obsolete.
Because you are now on a natural product that's, it's not even a, well, you can call it a product, but it's a food that gets into your system and helps feed your cells. And if you need to look at that blood test analysis that Barbara has just mentioned, all you have to do is go to the website, yes54321.com. Yes54321.com. And not only will you see the blood analysis test, if you will, but you view the manufacturing facility, and it talks more about the efficacy and the work and the competency of how they produce these products. Now, Dr. Weeks just talked about medicines. All medicines have side effects. Like, take this one for instance.
You have type 2 diabetes. 84% prefer the Trulicity pen over a competitor pen. It's easy to use, with no assembly required. Trulicity can help lower your blood sugar, and it starts acting from the first dose.
Trulicity isn't for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis. Don't take Trulicity if you're allergic to it. You or your family have medullary thyroid cancer or have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2. Stop Trulicity and call your doctor right away if you have an allergic reaction, a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, changes in vision, or diabetic retinopathy. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Taking Trulicity with sulfonylurea or insulin raises low blood sugar risk. Side effects include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, belly pain, and decreased appetite, which lead to dehydration and may worsen kidney problems.
See what you can do with Trulicity. Ask your doctor today.
So that's a regular medication, all medications, and that's why they have to put them on commercials. They have to tell you about what it can do for you, but also lay out all the side effects, which are many in many instances. So that's what Dr. Weeks was talking about just a few minutes ago. So he's very accomplished in what he does. And we have products that are helping people. In addition to going to yes54321.com, you can always go to Google Soul International, Rain International, sorry about that, Rain International, and you'll see tons of testimonies of people who have been taking Soul for the past 9 years, almost nine. The company started 11-11-11, and it's in 48 countries around the world and doing exceptionally well. Now, we do have a problem here in the United States. Would you believe that? Yep. People are looking for additional income, and because of the coronavirus and other ailments that they have, they're looking to get healthy. And we have the products that that body takes in and makes it healthy again. Now, when we talk about the problems of finding additional income or looking for employment, let me take a listen to what's happening around the country.
The world is changing faster than ever. What used to take decades is now taking years or even months.
What you see right now is the illusion that people have had for many decades about the workplace being the secure place to work the rest of your life.
For the first time in the history of our nation, our children will not do as well as us.
We've seen our friends get laid off. We've been laid off. We've had our pay cut.
People are overworked and underpaid. They seem to have less time and less freedom. They live under constant pressure.
This is going to be forced. And so even if your employer loves you, you may have to cut you.
There's something wrong that on Monday morning, the heart attack rate increases by 35%.
Technology is accelerating. Job security is declining. It just doesn't seem like the old models of making a living are as reliable as they used to be.
Every aspect of our lives, there's a better way out there, but we're still doing it the old way.
We live in the greatest country on the planet, and there are a lot of people sitting around complaining and being cynical.
Like, everyone's whining about this old model, and I'm like, why don't you leave it? Look at all this over here. Look at all this opportunity.
Since so much of our lives revolve around our work and the way we make our living, many people are thinking there just has to be a better way.
The biggest challenge facing our world today is not making money, is what are we going to do with all the displaced, unemployed people?
People are afraid that they're going to make the wrong decision. People are afraid of the unknown. People are afraid that maybe I don't have the skills.
Hey, sports fans, Industrial Edge is over. It's dead. It's dying. That's why going to school to get a job is an obsolete idea. A steady paycheck is an Industrial Age idea.
Folks, I think we're in trouble, because if we follow the the narrative that we used to follow 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago, you know, grow up, be a good person, go to school, get all the 1,000 degrees, and nothing wrong becoming a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or even an architect. You have to go to school, or to becoming a fabulous airline pilot or astronaut or whatever. Good, good, good. But not everyone who goes to school to get this piece of paper called a degree will end up in that field. Things are changing drastically. People are looking for employment who have tons of degrees and are very accomplished workers and have delved into various fields of endeavor and come back looking for some help. And they are standing in lines today looking for a
long-term
job.
Long-term joblessness is getting old. At a recent Orlando job fair, more than 2,000 showed up to apply for mostly entry-level jobs, but quite a few looked closer to retirement age.
Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
Luck.
Oh, I need it.
So how old are you? 58.
Executive assistant Pete Vaughn thought she'd never retire from her old job. Now she's looking for a new one.
When you come to one of these kind of things, are you surprised by how many people you see that look like they're your age?
I am. I really am. My age and older even. So there's a lot of us out there looking.
Statistically, people over age 50 are actually less likely to be laid off. But for those who do get the axe, the going has never been tougher.
Do I leave you my resume? Or?
No, don't leave your resume. You attach your resume to your application. You should make it better.
Laid off workers 34 and younger have a 36% chance of finding a new job within a year. But for those in their 50s, it's only 24%. And past age 62, it drops even more.
People over 50 are really in a hard spot these days because employers are very cautious to take on not only the salaries, but the benefits that they expect.
Jordan Goodman is an author and personal finance expert.
And in many cases, people 50 plus cannot replace the kind of job they had before. Even though they have lots of experience is less valuable to employers today than being cheap.
Were you looking to get back into a management experience?
That's not news to Sam Wade. The former office manager has been looking since she was laid off a year ago, and she just turned 50.
I think it's my age. I do. I think it's my age. I think it's working against me. I have friends my age that are struggling, and we're all near that 50 bracket, over that 50 bracket, and there's so many young people coming out today that will do the job for a lot less.
And that's more than just a hunch. Texas A&M professor Joanna Leahy sent out 4,000 fictitious resumes for jobs she found in the Help Wanted ads, with high school graduation dates that ranged from 1959 to 1986. And you guessed it, employers were more likely to go for the younger applicants, 40% more likely. Wade says she's now willing to accept any job just to get back in the game, and that's becoming the rule for workers of a certain age. In The New Unemployables, a joint study by Boston College and Rutgers University, researchers found that a growing number of people 50 plus are involuntarily working part-time, or, more troubling, getting so discouraged that they just drop out of the workforce altogether.
So when you hear those numbers that they give you about the unemployment is now at 15% or 20%, it's really almost double. And in certain communities, it certainly is double. And even the President Donald Trump said 4 years ago that in the inner cities of America, he came up with the statistics, which were true, but it's upwards of 48% of the people who are living in the central cities of our nation are underemployed or unemployed, and many of whom won't get any jobs back for the rest of their lives. So it is a problem in terms of finding employment. But with a home-based business, we have a chance of earning income from home with a creditable company, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. But that's where we are. We have a product and products that help people stay healthy, especially during this coronavirus epidemic, right? Challenge, if you will. And in addition to that, when you share the product with the friends, relatives, acquaintances, the people that you know and you care about, they get on the product, they stay healthy, and you stay healthy, and you can earn income.
If these people don't get jobs, this becomes an issue for all of us.
It definitely does. It's a society. It's an issue for society.
Jacqueline James is research director at Boston College.
Is it possible that some of these older workers will never work again?
I'd like to say that people will find jobs, and they need to keep trying. But it is possible that people will not be able to.
And will spend the rest of their lives not working, unemployed.
Making ends meet as best they can.
We are creating a new underclass of the 50-plus generation that are not able to support themselves, that are going to be having a huge burden on the government because these baby boomers, as they age, have not saved enough, do not have enough health care to be able to maintain themselves.
So they keep looking in a shriveled job market that's a far cry from what they might remember when a smile and a handshake could get you in the door.
So, folks, it's not just me talking. It's not just a few of us who happen to be marketing from home and earning a few dollars, but the professionals out there saying it's a real challenge. Now, look, Rain International is a company that's almost 9 years old. It started 11-11-11. And all we do is order the product, take it, have a testimony, and share it with others like we do normally. When we find a good movie, a good theater, a sale, gasoline is now $1 a gallon, or there's, you know, somebody's giving something away, we share it with other people. That's what we do when we take the product, have our own testimony, and share it with other people. Now, in terms of a company, I believe that has a long ways to go because it's very solid, very accomplished. And rather than me talk about how solid the company is, let's look at one of the institutional investors. His name is Paul Hickey. Very wealthy. Just bought an island off the coast of the Philippines. But anyway, has that kind of money to buy a whole island. But anyway, he not only found money for Rain International to have in case they go into momentum, which you need a lot of money, but he also invested his own money into the company, and he's very proud and glad and enthusiastic that he did that.
Very scalable, and it's very hard to find businesses like that. You know, I talked a little about that in my last presentation with the Subway franchise. You can buy one, costs a couple hundred thousand bucks. Maybe you make 75 grand a year. Good job. Now what do? You need to go spend another 200,000 to make that another $75,000. Network marketing is one of the best businesses on the planet, other than an internet business like I just described.
Right.
It's really the next best business for being able to scale with very little resources. You know, I mean, most businesses take hundreds of millions of dollars to grow them. Even Facebook did. I mean, Facebook took literally billions of dollars to scale their business before they started to become profitable, right?
Right, right, right.
You don't need billions of dollars. You don't need millions. You need time and energy and resources. You need to know how to do this business, right? Like you're helping people do. But from a business model, network marketing is a brilliant business. And I've seen 1,000 different business plans. I've seen it all. And this is a brilliant, brilliant business model, right? So now, Rain. So now, if you've decided this is a great business to get involved in as an entrepreneur, which it is, how do you pick the right company? That is really, really tough because as a distributor, someone from the outside looking in, it's hard to really get into the nuts and bolts of the management and who they are, where they came from, and so forth. And that's one of the things that I do as an investment banker. I don't invest my money or my client's money unless I've done deep due diligence, like 200 question checklists of things that we have to do, all the way down to background checks on every officer and founder, to looking at bank accounts and audited financials and everything that goes along with it. And so we do months and months of research before we get involved with the company. So after I met Byron, and I liked the story, I liked the industry, the management I loved, key thing you have to look at, right? We liked the product. And of course, you know, I've said this before, but the Rain product and the thing that was different about Rain from any other network marketing company I've seen in Utah. And, you know, we're here in the epicenter of, you know, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of buildings right down that freeway.
Yeah, they're all around us.
They're all around us.
And you know, a lot of their sales come from distributors buying the product. And Rain, it's, you know, I haven't seen the stats in the last couple months, but in the past, I know that this was true. We looked at it. Their retail sales, Rain's retail sales, are 10 times the industry average.
Wow.
And so that tells me that the product is actually works. It's a real product. It's about the product, right? The opportunity is spectacular. Yeah. But when you have a product that really works and they're committed to any product that they come out with being a high impact product. Yeah. Another thing I liked about Rain when I looked at them, they had one product and they knew that they needed another product, but they spent lots of time and energy and research. And that's what they're doing with every product they're coming out with. They want it to be high impact, a real product that people are going to buy and use, whether they're involved with Rain as a partner or not. Now, there's very few companies in this valley that have had that discipline. They just, you know, we need new products. We need to have a product for this. We got to do that. We got to hurry up for the next convention. And these guys have I've seen the discipline. I've seen them disappointed because they wanted to have something for a convention,
right,
and then they pulled the plug
right
when it wasn't right.
Yeah.
That's spectacular. I mean, that is really committed to doing the right thing.
Yes.
Instead of doing the quick hit profitable thing, they're doing the right thing for the long term, which is going to be better for everybody, you know, shareholders, partners, everyone, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you look at their commitment to product quality, another key part of the management and their philosophy. And then, you know, the other thing you got to look at, and I'm kind of bouncing all over the place, sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
Is when you're making an investment as an entrepreneur into a network marketing company, you got to look also at the compensation plan. Now, I'm not an expert in that.
Me neither.
I hired an expert who was, because there's plenty of them around here,
gotcha,
to look at their plan, and he said, extremely generous. Is it too generous? Because some companies get in trouble paying out too much, and then all of a sudden they don't have enough money to manage the you know,
great point,
the corporation, the foundation to grow, right? And so I, fortunately, was able to see underneath and all the financials and what dropped to the bottom line, and they definitely have enough to manage the company, grow it, make a profit as a company, which you want them to, because that goes into the R&D and research and everything else that goes with the company.
Right.
And so that was brilliant to hear that this, you know, you've got to be careful that it might be too generous. There's a balance, right? And so that's something, as an entrepreneur, you're making an investment in a company, you want to make sure you're going to get the best return on that investment, and that compensation plan is a big part of it,
yeah,
right? So it's a very generous compensation plan. And, you know, you kind of add all those things up when you're doing your due diligence, you as an investor, in what company you should invest in. Rain really has all of it, which is why it's the only company I decided to get involved in and raise money for as an investment banker, and I loved it so much I invested some of my own money.
Right.
Thank goodness,
yeah,
because it's turning out to be a brilliant investment. I couldn't be happier, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you add it all up, and you've got management. You've got a great story. You've got great product commitment, right? You got a good compensation plan. You got a great manufacturing system in place. And now you have a couple years of foundation built for the people getting involved now. You know, 3 years ago when I got involved, I didn't think it was risky because I did all the due diligence.
Right.
I knew where they were going.
Right.
And I knew they were going to get the financing, because that's really, okay, this is another thing, right, that really messes up a lot of these network marketing companies. They get started, they start growing, and they don't take that much money to start. I mean, you can start one with like $1 million. It's not that much, $1 or 2 million, right? And then they self-fund the first year or two because the growth is nice and easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they hit this growth curve and they're calling me going, hey, we need $5 million. And I'm like, well, when do you need it? Well, like next week. And I'm like, well, I can't help, you know? And then they implode. And it's a common thing that happens. And so that's another thing I liked about Rain, is they had the foresight to see that they needed to get professional finance people involved early before that happened, so that they had the financial resources,
yeah,
to fund that growth,
yeah,
right? And there's several people, not just myself, involved with Rain that are standing on the sideline waiting, and it's going to happen fairly soon, that super spike in, you know, they call it the, you know, momentum is on the verge of happening. And so, you know, that is another fundamental thing when you're doing your due diligence, but that one is really tough for distributors to figure out. Because they can say, oh yeah, we're great with financing, but they'll give you no inside access. And they don't have to, they're private companies, almost all of them are, right? In the early stages. And so that's one thing about Rain that's very different. And I've talked about this before, but you can't find a company at this stage in network marketing, pre-momentum, that has investment bankers, private equity guys, and lots of other really super high net worth people that are involved, invested, and ready to finance the growth when it's needed.
Yeah, I just want to get you guys to get a sense of the due diligence, the work that needs to be done to grow, maintain, and expand a company now that they are in 48 countries in the world doing serious business. And we were able to sponsor and bring people in from 48 places in the world. Now, let me just close by saying this. How can I say it? Because of the economy, and a lot of people are not telling you, well, there's a crisis coming, and may be called, well, certainly recession, but it may be called depression. It may be. It looks, but it doesn't look too good. Here's a guy named Jim Ricks with Paul Ackerman. who's a hedge fund person. He's a pro on Wall Street in terms of identifying the next economic shakeups or moves or explosions that will happen.
A pandemic will last 18 months or longer and could include multiple waves of illness. If you've been following the news, you already know that the markets are crashing and our economy is ground to a halt, which is why famous hedge fund manager Bill Ackman said, "Hell is coming. America will end as we know it. Capitalism does not work in an 18-month shutdown." Look, I'm about to show you undeniable proof that this current economic shutdown could trigger another Great Depression, something 10 times worse than what happened in 2008. And that's why I'm speaking to you today, to show you the five steps you need to take to protect your family and your wealth from this looming, unprecedented catastrophe. These are the same steps I'm taking to protect my loved ones. Unfortunately, our nation is facing a catch-22. We can either go back to our normal way of life and risk an explosion of coronavirus cases and thousands, maybe even millions of deaths, or fight the pandemic with lockdowns, quarantines, and business closures, bringing business and social life to a halt. The government made the right move to save lives and chose the second option. Now shopping malls are looking like ghost towns. Automobile factories are being closed indefinitely. And shops, gyms, bars, colleges, schools, and restaurants are all on lockdown. Economists fear that by the time the coronavirus pandemic is over, entire industries could be wiped out and millions of American workers could end up jobless. This is unprecedented, and it's why I'm convinced that historians will look back and call this the beginning of the 2020 Great Depression in America.
And it could be, very well be. Listen, folks, we have an opportunity not only to stay safe by taking a good product that will boost your immune system, because if you give the body what it needs, like the products we have, then it will increase the level of sustainability that your immune system has and keeps you feeling good again. And we always want to talk about the benefits of the product. Folks, we have a good product. We have a good company. Just want to let Paul Hickey go through all the nuances and delineate all the aspects of what a company this is that's now in 48 countries in the world. Work from home. Now, if you want to see people who have made some serious incomes and are making serious incomes, then I would go to the workfromhome.org website and check out the whole industry.
I wonder what it would be like to work from home. With advances in technology, more and more people are looking for home-based jobs that could easily give them the flexibility of setting their own hours and perhaps find a better work-life balance.
It enables you to run your own business, be your own boss, but with the backing of another company that's there because you're selling their products or their services.
Wouldn't it be nice if your commute consisted of stepping to the kitchen for a cup of coffee, then into your home office? Well, thanks to the internet, plenty of people do it daily.
Best commute in town. Very short. Takes me about 30 seconds. We get to choose our own hours. It allows me to have the flexibility to do things with my wife and my daughter.
So there are real work-at-home jobs out there.
There is opportunities to work at home. You just need to find out what type of an opportunity you're best suited for and research it and pursue it.
For Money Talks, I'm Stacy Johnson.
Okay, folks, work from home, and you can always go to the website, businessfromhome.org, and just check out the companies and how the kind of incomes people are deriving from working at home. I said I would only be 35 minutes. It's been 35 minutes. I got 37 after the hour. So I want to be short and sweet because, anyway, I got an appointment to rush to pretty soon here. But any comments, any add-ons, any distractions, any suggestions for folks that you've been working the business? And I think, look, here's another piece. I have never done all I could do in network marketing. And I've been fairly successful, you know, to some degree. Now, you know, but if we get serious and do all we can do for the next 6 months, that'll be a nice challenge. We have July, August, September, October, November, December, 6 months. By the first of the year, you will see a serious, serious development in your income and in your outreach and your growth of the business that you're developing from home for those people who are business developers. So, what can I say? Let's get serious. I'm planning on doing that. I've never done all I could do. Like Horton Buck says, I've never, ever done all I could do. Any comments before we close? Any comments? Any add-ons?
Yes,
any...
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
Greetings. I have a question, a couple of questions.
Sure.
All right, my Rain family. I was listening to what you were playing for us, and I would love to know which YouTube or where did you get the information so that I could share it with other people too, myself, and listen to it and study it myself so I'll have a better skit, you know, to talk about, you know, the product. I need to learn more about what they were saying about these statistics, and I was wondering, could you give us, let us know where you got it from?
Not that I don't believe it, but
we'd like to share.
Well, he's one of the owners. That's Paul Hickey. He's the investment banker.
I know that's Paul Hickey. I know that one, but I'm talking about the statistics about, you know, the age of people coming along and the unemployment business.
Yeah. Okay.
That one.
The young
if you could just do that one, that would be good.
Well, the lady talked about. I got it from somewhere. You know, it was I can't think of a university, but let's see. Where is that? To start here, it wasn't there. Over 50, and I have to get it for you. I have to play it over again. Because it was coming out of a university, if you were following.
I picked it.
Yeah, it was a university study. I have to pick it up and get
it back. Spectacular. It was great, great, great study and very, something to make people wake up when they hear it. It was very good.
Well, people do it. There are a lot of universities. Look, would you believe that almost 50 million people who are now applying for unemployment assistance here in the United States alone, 50 million.
So that added with the 500 who passed away, big 500 million who had the virus and whatnot. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, 500 million in the world. Really, yeah, most. Yeah, if you Google all of this, it'll come up. It's just about doing a little research. And the good thing I've been doing is just Googling this and putting it together. But look.
Go ahead. Good afternoon. Good morning. This is Dr. Boston from Tallahassee, Florida.
Good morning, Doctor.
Dr.
How are you this morning?
I want to thank you. I'm doing super fantastic. And I want to thank you for that highly inspirational conversation you led this morning. It has got me pumped up. I had an experience this morning. We have a community garden here, and there's a pastor that actually signed on a couple of years ago as a distributor for me who decided not to do it anymore. But I got into a conversation with her this morning, and her income has been impacted by the COVID. And now she has this new energy to reactivate her distributorship. So I'm just sharing that testimony as a confirmation of what you shared with us today about the economy and the fact that people are, and you know, pastors, they want to help people.
Oh, yeah.
So Rain, this company provides that opportunity for her and her family to help people, but also to help themselves at the same time. So I want to thank you again for that inspiration. I want to thank my upline for always inspiring me, James Smith and Barbara, Marita, everybody, because it is a team that helps to keep us going. Dan Dad, Robert Muhammad. So I always like to give homage to those people who have inspired me over the years. So thank you again, Dr. Johnson, for that inspiration.
Not a problem. No, not a problem. I was just putting something together so they get us going. Not necessarily from my mouth, but from the mouths of people who do research it, who make serious money and who are doing a good job. Like, Shio in Africa, in Nigeria, and she talks about the results of this thing. I'll just take a couple of minutes. Shio, talk to us.
Wow, we have people that have never done nomaking ever before,
And they come in and they're getting results. We have people that have done market network marketing several times. I have a lady, one of my newest personally sponsored Pearl Elite. She's done network marketing for 16 years. 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never achieved the level of success she's now achieved in Ring. Never in those 16 years. Never. The first time she earned $500 in 1 week in Rain, she messaged Risa Shire. I've just been paid $500. I think they made a mistake. Are they going to take it back? I said, no, you earned it, sis. It's yours. She had never seen anything like that. A few weeks ago, she earned about $2,000 in 1 week.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's putting in the work, it's putting in being consistent, also believing in your mind that you can achieve it if you put in the effort. And so I have people from different countries, different backgrounds, married, single, divorced, male, female, black, white, everywhere. We have teams in about 6-7 countries now.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we're getting similar results everywhere, because we're just doing the work. We're just doing the work. And systems are greater than talent.
Yes.
That's what one of my mentors taught me. Systems are greater than talent. If a system works in the United States of America, you take that same system to Nigeria and just make a little tweak just because of culture, that same system will work.
Mm-hmm.
You take that system, bring it to the United Kingdom, tweak it a little bit for cultural differences, it will still work.
Mm-hmm.
Systems work. And if you can create a system that works, you can take that system everywhere and get the same result.
That's real. So can you make $10 a week? Can you make $25 a week? I've made $100 a week. I've made $1,000 a week with Rain International. I've made, like she says, $2,000 a week, $5,000, $8,000 a week. When you are working, it will happen, folks, with Rain International. So can you make a six-figure income a year with Rain International? Yes, I've done it. And I really have not done all I could do. And I think that we need to raise the bar. We need to get out there and be a little more serious. And somebody's breathing in the microphone. Can you believe it? I got to go to an appointment anyway. Barbara, do you want to close it off?
Mic check.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just want to say thank you, you know, you and Barbara, for an excellent presentation this morning. Thank you for allowing us to be able to go back to school and look at the shocking facts that you presented to us. It's a wake-up call. So thank you for, you know, this type of information. It was done on a professional level, and that's what we need in order to take our businesses to the next level. So thank both of y'all for the presentation this morning. It was very, very excellent.
Not a problem. I appreciate you. Yeah, you out there. Listen, let's all reengage. I decided this morning that I'm going to reengage and put some real energy into being professional with network marketing and do like Horton Bugs and the guy I'm thinking about with Eric Worre and all those people who are professionals and who are making some serious money. If we become professional, and if we do all we can do, like Art Williams say, what he says about all you can do? All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough, right?
That's right.
So when we get serious and put our really serious time, energy, and effort into this thing called network marketing, a home-based business, a perfect time with 50 million people looking, I think we can find 3 or 4 people who really get serious with this and put them on your team. I got to go, and I'm rushing to an appointment, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you any
thank
Barbara,
you
want to take it and close it out, or Jay, want to close it out? Close it out for me, please. I got to run. Okay? Barbara, Jay, anybody, step up.
Well, all I would like to just say is that
okay.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you
like I said, for your –
go right ahead. Take it. You got it.
Oh, yes. Like all I would like to say this morning is thank you so much for your professionalism. Thank you for allowing us to be able to hear the true word of how network marketing is supposed to be looked at, because a lot of us don't know what it is. And you said one thing this morning, the major takeaway for me is that we have to say are you all in or not? And I can say to you that I know I have not been all in. And it's time to take my business, take my awareness, my understanding to another level. Because we're a team here, and there's enough here for everybody, and we're all winners as long as we're willing to go back to school so that we can learn how to retire in 1 to 3 years at $50,000 a year or better. And all we need to do is put in a little bit of time. That's all.
That's all we got to do, and we have the time. Okay, folks, thank you very much for being on. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Barbara. Anybody else? Thank you, Samuel, for listening. I appreciate you. And let's dig in and make it happen. And tomorrow morning, who's on tomorrow? Somebody's on tomorrow. I don't know who has it tomorrow, but I know James, he has it on Wednesday. Barbara's on Thursday. And then, of course, you got the famous David Witherspoon on Friday. So, listen, take care, folks. Have a good one, and thank you for listening. Bye now.
You too.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.